Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
35405.
May I have your first and last name?
My name is Evitris Gray.
Will you verify your shipping address?
3725 24th Court East.
Can you just hold one moment? Okay, I do see here you have this meal plan and your account have already been canceled. And I am with the fraud department, and you say that you never placed the order at all?
No. As I told the other lady, I said that I dropped my card somewhere, and the drugstore called me and said that they found my card, and I've already contacted my bank when I saw these charges on my account, and they have since canceled that card, and I've got to go and get another card. I'm constantly checking my account, so because I've been hacked into my account so many times that I've constantly check it all the time to make sure that something like this doesn't happen and once again it's happening.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so you don't think no one in your household could have placed that order?
Of
I'm sorry, you sound very far away from the phone.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. I said my husband doesn't do stuff online, and there's no one else in the home. Most of the other people in the house is only one other person, and they use their own phone. So, and me personally, the only thing I order online will be clothes. If it's appliances or anything else, I go into the store and do it and use my card in a store. I wouldn't do it online.
Okay, I do understand what I can do for you. Let's see. Yeah, I can go ahead and pull. Okay, let's see. Okay, so will you verify your email?
Oh, which one? I've got about 3 or 4.
Okay, so we have ttown80067 at comcast.net. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, that is one, yes.
And the phone number is 205-535-4354.
Yes.
Okay, so the information that you're verifying to me, it's the same information that we received when the order is very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order, then I can go ahead and go through with that investigation.
Okay. You mean somebody now is hacked into my email?
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Post Inspector. Now, I just want you to be aware you can call back later if you would like to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
Yeah, like I say, no one in my home does, like I say, they don't do anything online, especially not ordering anything online. And the only one I know of that orders anything online, they usually do their stuff through Amazon or something like that.
Okay, let's see.
And that is my email address.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Post Inspector. I just want you to be aware you can call back later if you would like to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
Okay. Well, they're calling and asking them about anything? because they ain't going to know nothing about it. Because, like I say, they don't even use my email address.
Okay, I do understand. Well, the email address is what we have on file, so I had to verify the account. So would you like to go through? I'm sorry, what would you like to go through with that fraud investigation?
Yeah, police department can contact me. I mean, you've got my phone number.
Well, no, they wouldn't contact you. I'm asking, we would do everything on our end. So you do want to go through it, fraud?
Sure.
Okay, just hold one moment.
$59 out of my account.
Okay, so I did fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days, and I have confirmation for you to write down.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me just hold one moment. Okay, that confirmation is C for Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
9205.
Okay.
80066.
All right, that's C as in Charlie. 9205-80066.
That's correct.
All right, and will the local police department be contacting me about the investigation?
No, we would go through everything on our end. You wouldn't have anything to worry about.
Okay. Okay, and so I wouldn't be contacted when this is completed or?
No, ma'am, your account has been canceled and fully refunded, so you wouldn't have anything to worry about on your end.
Okay. All right, let me take this and put this somewhere where I can get a hold of it if needed later. All right. All right. Thank you so much. And Destiny, I appreciate everything that you've done. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. Mm-hmm. And you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.